This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, or otherwise known as Billy's Boy. And as I'm sitting in for Mom this week, we have been discussing a very interesting topic, promotion in a time of pressure. Yes, it can happen. You can get promotion in this time of pressure in the world. God is searching for someone, looking for someone to show himself strong. That means he wants to show off for you, and he'll do it with what? With a perfect heart. Perfect means loyal. We've been studying about loyalty and how David's mighty men were loyal to him and how they risked their lives for a drink of water and they were promoted captains. Ruth to Naomi, and she was blessed by God. Caleb to Moses and Aaron, and we talked about Daniel, and we talked about everywhere in the Bible. I'm telling you, everywhere in the Bible where a man or a woman or a person was loyal to another person, and that God came down and blessed them. Because we found out in our study that the word Hasid is the character of God, and it reflects his character. And his character is, this is what it means, loyal love. God is not just love, he's loyal love. Well, how can you say God is not just love? Well, it's simple, because there are people who love God, but they're not loyal to him. And everybody can admit to that. There's people who love God that are hearing me right now, and I've been there before, but you haven't been loyal to him. Well, God's always loyal. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's God. You can't get any more loyal than that. And man, if you think about, he said David was a man after his own heart. Well, David was loyal, man, I'm telling you. And so God showed me that his system of promotion is loyalty. Well, there's an interesting story I'd like to share with you about loyalty. And I knew a minister who had a good church and a good ministry. And he wanted to go higher and do more things for God and on a greater level like we all want to. And the Lord said to him in his prayer to let go all of his associate pastors. And he was like, you know, kind of shocked, because he loved them and they meant everything to him. And he knew them for years. He helped raise their kids. They raised his kids. They mowed his yard. They did everything for him. And he just didn't want to give him this news, but he prayed some more and knew that it was God. Well, God knew something more than he knew. And, you know, the Bible does say that God searches the heart. I mean, there's scriptures. We've been talking about them all week. And a couple of them are, got it right here. Proverbs 21:2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the heart. Luke 16:15, Jesus said to them, you are the ones who declare yourselves just and upright before men, but God knows your heart. God told Samuel the seer, who picked the wrong brother as the king, should have picked David, but he didn't. And God said to him, I don't go by what men goes by, I go by the heart. Well, God is looking for a loyal, perfect heart. The word perfect is translated loyal. He said to Abram in Genesis 17:1, the Lord appeared to Abram, said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. That means loyal. Be loyal. And I will make a covenant between you and me, and I'll multiply you exceedingly. God is looking for loyalty. He's searching for loyal servants right now. Right now, even in this economic pressure of this world. But we don't go by this world. God's economy doesn't need a bailout plan. But I'm telling you, he's looking and searching for loyalty. I coach, and I'm telling you, for years, many championship teams, and I'm going to tell you something, every championship team we had, there was loyalty in that camp. Loyalty is big to God. And there's a counterfeit loyalty. We talked about it, and that means you're doing what's right in the sight of something, but not with a loyal heart. Amaziah did that. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Perfect translates loyal. So you can do what's right, but not with a perfect heart. Well, back to this preacher, the Lord said to get rid of your staff. So he does it he did it in love, and he had the meeting. And you know what? When he did it, all but two of those associate pastors did everything but cuss him out. And you know, all of a sudden their heart is revealed. And they left the church and took half the church with them and spread rumors and lies about the pastor. The other two said, Pastor, we'll do whatever it takes. We'll take up. God will provide for us. If he told you this, we'll do it. We'll clean the bathrooms. We'll mow the lawn. God will provide our income. We don't have to worry about that. If he told you to do this, we're here for you. A lot like David's mighty men who got in that drink of water. And the Lord said to that pastor, he said, hire those two back because their heart is loyal. But the others were only here because they wanted your job. See, God knows your heart and he knew their heart. And I'm telling you, you know, the other guys, the other associates, they started another church on the same block. And you know, it wasn't very long. That church split, and now there's no church. But his church, on the other hand, has doubled and grown, and his ministry is worldwide now. Promoted and blessed. I'm going to tell you something. God will bless you. The Bible says this is the time. This is, you know what? I keep talking to Christians now. This is an exciting time to be a Christian. This is an exciting time for God to show off in our ministries, show off in his power, all for his glory, show off in blessing us in every possible way. How can you be blessed, the world would say? Because I don't go by this economy. I go by God's economy. Glory to God. But the Bible says, blessed is that man who puts his trust in the Lord. In Psalm verse 40, it says all through the Bible, Psalm 29, or Proverbs 29 says, he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. This is a time where people are wanting to be saved. As for God and his way is perfect. The world, the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, a shield, a protector, a hedge, a protection to all them that put their trust in him. That's 2 Samuel 22, 31. Be well balanced. This is 1 Peter 5, 8 in the Amplified. Be sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that the enemy of yours, the devil, roars around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to seize and devour. But Psalm 40 verse 4 says, blessed is that man who puts his trust in the Lord. Glory to God. You know what? The rabbis say this about the word blessed. They said, not just blessed, but they said, the person who puts their trust in God, who truly trusts God in the times of pressure, you can see the people. They have a special characteristic about them. See if this is identifying you. You can always, this is what the rabbis say, you can always identify the ones who truly trust Jehovah because they are always rejoicing. They are always shouting for joy. They are always shouting for joy even during times of pressure because their trust is in God. Their trust is not in material things. Their trust is not in temporary. They don't just trust sometimes. They're not up and down. But they trust in God. They're rejoicing all the time. That's where their trust is, in him. And Psalm 2:12 says, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. God's looking for someone who'll be loyal enough to keep trusting him now, who'll keep their patience working with their faith now at this time. Glory to God. You know, I found something very interesting. I found in when I was studying Psalms 37, verse 23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Well, I surely want God to direct my steps. There's no doubt about that. I think everybody does. But I realize that God is not directing the steps of every man or every Christian. He's not directing steps of pastors who are having affairs with women or ministers or, you know, that are slipping or back into drugs or alcohol or pornography. God's not ordering their steps. So he can't be ordering everybody's steps, even though we want him to. But it does say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. I like what the Amplified says. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights his ways, and the Lord will busy himself with every step he takes. And I thought, what? He'll busy himself. And even if he falls, God will pick him up and support him and hold him up. Glory to God. I said, Lord, I want that to be me. Well, when I started studying that out, it says, this is Psalm 37, 23. The steps of a good man, the word good is italicized, so that means it was not a part of the original text. It was added in later. And it says a good man. Well, anything you see italicized is trying to bring a point out to the next word. Well, the next word is man. Well, I studied that out, and there are four Hebrew words for man. And one, of course, is Adam, which is 90% of the Bible. It means Adam, and that's man or woman. But the second one is, and the third one, the Hebrew words meanings are for a male in particular. Sometimes you want to say man without meaning a woman. But the fourth one, it comes from the root word givor, which is champion. And I thought, oh my goodness, you're telling me that there is a word in the Bible, King James, that translates man, and it means champion. It doesn't mean just anybody. It means champion, one who's strong in the Lord. And so I thought, oh my goodness. And I looked all through the Bible for that man, and guess what? I couldn't find it until I came to this verse. And it's the steps of a good man. This means champion. It doesn't mean Adam right here. It means Gavor. So in other words, you can translate this verse, the steps of a champion are ordered by the Lord, and he will delighteth his way and busy himself with that person, with that champion steps. And even if he does fall, if there's any kind of pressure, God will hold him right back up. Glory to God. God is loyal. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. But we need to put our trust in the Lord. Well, there's another verse. It's just like on the next page. Psalm 40, verse 4, that the word man is used as champion as well. And it's Psalm 40, verse 4, and it says, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Now, there it is again, trusting God. He'll bless you. And respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Blessed is that man. Huh. Man, I was sitting there saying that one day, blessed is that man, that man. Well, guess what? That is italicized. So I thought, well, I wonder if man is Gavor, champion. And sure enough, it is. And so here it is. Blessed is the champion that maketh the Lord his trust. God will bless you even now. He'll bless you during the times of pressure if you make him your trust. Glory to God. Well, I was sitting there thinking about this. Blessed is that man. And I asked my wife, I said, honey, ask me who I am. She said, who are you? I said, I'm that man. And she goes, did you say Batman? I said, no, I didn't say I'm Batman. I said, and I put my hands on my hips like Batman. I said, I am that man. That man. Who's that man? I'm telling you. I'll tell you who that man is. One who knows who he is in Christ Jesus. One who trusts God with everything he has. I'm telling you, my trust is not in the economy. My trust is in God. And I'm going to tell you something. You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We've been talking about discussing promotion in times of pressure. And for more information about this, just get a hold of us at Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ. Call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And I'm Chip Brim, and I will see you next time. Shalom.